Hello, my name is Ivan. You're reaching Local Splash. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I had an appointment today at 12:30, and I talked to a lady, and then she informed me that she couldn't help me because I was trying to cancel my account, and someone would call me back, and she set me a schedule for 1:30, and they never called, so I was...
Okay, is this Anthony, by the way?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, actually, I was just about to call you, but my last call took a little bit longer than expected, so I do apologize, Anthony. Can you just verify your address for me, please?
Oh, 1108 Pine Ridge Dairy.
All right. Thank you so much for that. So, yes, I could definitely help you discontinue your account. That wouldn't be a problem. Let me go ahead and start the process for you. As I do that, is there any particular reason that you're looking to discontinue the account?
Yeah, I haven't been making no money, man. And I've been with y'all for like 8 months. And the money, you know, I'm not getting no calls off the site or none of that. So, and I'm broke. So I got to cancel with y'all, man.
Okay, no, I completely understand, right? I'm glad that you're actually calling us and telling us about this, right? Because it is important to find an actual solution. Because your Google Business profile seems to be doing great, right? It's actually on the first page on most of the keywords that I looked up just now. Your actual website is also up and running, right? So one of the things that we would need to do is try to make things a little bit more attractive for the customers, right? And I get your point. I really do. You at the moment, right? Unfortunately, we're not providing you with the income for it to pay itself, right? That would be our main goal, is for this to pay for itself, right? So I would definitely want to go ahead and continue to work on the account so we could show you results, even if that means that we have to, let's say, make sure that nothing comes out of your pocket next month, right? And this would give us enough time to, let's say, adjust things, and as well for you to gather reviews to make the account more attractive and respond to the reviews. By responding, you show activity, right, with Google, which I show that you are doing, right? So that's what's actually helping you move up, right? So the more reviews that you have, it would be more attractive to your customers. And that's when you would get more calls, right? So if it's okay with you, I would like to provide you with the next month at no cost. So that means instead of being charged on the 5th, you would not be charged absolutely anything, right? It would be moved to the 5th of January. And even then, if you decide that you don't see the results, you do the same as you did now, right? Call at least 3 days before to cancel, and you won't be charged anything. But at this point, we definitely want to provide you with that free month of service and create a link that you can send to your clients or customers, right, people that you helped, so they can leave you reviews. This would actually show more attractiveness to the Google Business profile, right? Would that be something that you're okay with doing?
Man, not right now. When I start, you know, being able to generate, because this is a real big, this well-drilling business is based on, like, word of mouth, and I've been getting out there and putting my name out there and getting clients on my own, and until I can get that going and build me an income, I'm gonna love to get back with y'all. It's just right now I can't do it, man. You know,
okay,
so.
Yeah, that's exactly why I was trying to offer you the free month, because as you mentioned yourself, you have, you know, word of mouth right now that's going for you. So with that, you can actually ask them to leave reviews, and that could actually help to build your online presence too, right? But don't get me wrong, if it's something that you feel you're not ready for, then that's okay. I could definitely even place your account on a temporary pause for, let's say, 6 months, right? Of course, you would not be charged anything for those 6 entire months. And all we need you to do is just let us know if you're going to want to continue or not. For example, it would be placed on hold until June 5th. And if you still decide to cancel, right, that you don't need us, you just call us 3 days before to have it removed and canceled, and you won't be charged anything. And if you do need us before the 6 months, let us know and we will restart your actual account, right? That way we don't lose anything that we worked on. Does that sound okay with you?
Well, I don't know where I'm going to be. I mean,
exactly.
I just want to get done with it. So, man, I don't have the money right now, and I don't know how this is going, because the past 6 months has looked real bad, dude. So I've had to get another job, and I don't know what's going to happen. So I would... I'm thankful for y'all helping me out. I just like to get it canceled now, so I have no money in my account. I don't want them to hit my card, and I'll get a hold of
you. Oh, don't worry. We make sure you're not charged. No, don't worry. We understand. Once you request, let's say, to cancel, we place your account on the hold. That way you're not billed, right? We don't want to bill you when it's not necessary, right? For that reason, we offered you, you know, the free month and, of course, the actual temporary hold. And as you mentioned, right, 6 months, you're not sure where you're going to be. So that's why we actually give you the option, right, to give it the 6 months. If you still feel it's not worth it, you can cancel, right? For example, we will send you an email before it's reinstated just to give you a quick reminder. That way you can let us know, you know what, I decided not to continue, right? But don't get me wrong. We can go ahead and do that now, but definitely it would be a great way to make sure we don't lose any of your information and keep everything positive, I guess you could say, right?
It's still positive, man. Y'all did an awesome job helping me out. I just want to cancel it all right now.
Okay, perfect. The last thing that I have here is your website, right? If you do want to keep an online presence, you can keep the website up and running for just $29 a month, right? That would be just to maintain your website, right? Instead of paying $199, you would only pay $29 a month. Would you like to keep your website up and running?
One second. Can you give me 1 second?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, so and what is that? That's what? The 5th every month you hit me for $20?
Yes, it would be $29. It would only be $29, and that would be on the 5th of every month until you decide otherwise.
I'll stay with that for now. That's cool.
Okay. So let me go ahead. I'll go ahead and make the changes, right? This would start on the 5th of December, right? That way we make sure that you don't get charged anything other than just the $29 a month, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Well, I do want to thank you so much, right? And if you want to check in, just give us a call and we'll verify your billing whenever you need to as well, okay?
So everything's the same. It's just instead of the $200, it's going to be $30.
That is correct. So instead of paying $200, you're only going to pay $29.
All right. Yeah, I can definitely do that one.
Okay, perfect. We'll go ahead and make sure to keep working on your website. If you ever need changes, just let us know, and we'll be more than happy to do that for you, okay?
Okay. Well, I looked at something today when I looked it up, and it said it's listed like I deliver water. I don't deliver water.
Okay, so maybe the keywords we need to update, is that correct?
Sure, but it like when you put in absolutelygoodwater.com and it comes up as, you know, I'm in the category of delivering water. Fix people's water. You know, they have a well, they have stinky water. I do stuff like that.
Okay, yes, because the words that we're using right there, it does depend on Google, basically, right? But we're using things like keywords like water well services, water filtration, water pump installation, water pump repair, drilling services.
Those are good. You put it in, it's in the category of on the side. It's delivering water and the best drinking water and stuff. It's not even...
Okay. Hey, does that say that on the website by any chance? Because I can't find it on the website.
No,
right?
No. On the website it tells... Yeah, the website says that I do all the services that we talk about and y'all put on there, but you have to scroll down to find it, and it's all around all the delivery and how good other people's water tastes.
Yeah, I do see that, actually. Some of them are, like, aqua services, right? So some of them are for deliveries, right? But some of them also fall under your category. So, unfortunately, with that, it's all basically falling in the same category. But the good thing is that your website and Google Business Profile that make it obvious that you are only able to fix or, of course, do the keywords that we mentioned, right? So unfortunately,
right.
The good thing is that everything is going good on the account. But yes, unfortunately, sometimes it can appear that you're let's say next to another company that's delivering water, right, instead of fixing or repairing things, right? So that would be, I guess, the only downfall right now at the moment, okay?
Okay, thank you, man.
No, thank you so much for your patience, and as we were talking, right, I made the changes for everything for you, and of course, just I'll send you your URL, right, that way you could maybe send it to people you know and request reviews, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Well, I do want to thank you for your patience again. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.